SBS Radio.
Around three quarters of all women will, during their reproductive life, experience period pain. With such high numbers, period pain is seen as a common and to many normal side effect of being a woman. But this kind of attitude to female health issues carries with it a huge risk. When women believe it's normal to feel pain, they tend not to seek further medical advice for it. Endometriosis is for this reason known as a silent disease. The lag in diagnosis can be anywhere between 7 to 12 years. Endometriosis is a condition where tissue similar to the lining of the uterus is found outside of the uterus, where it doesn't belong. The lining layer, called the endometrium, is the layer of tissue shed each month with menstruation or where pregnancy settles and grows. Endometriosis is a condition that causes many women to feel immense pain and creates complications with fertility. It can only be accurately diagnosed with a laparoscopy, a surgery in which traces of the endometrium are removed from outside the uterus. Dr. David Kowalski is a gynecologist and a laparoscopic surgeon with over 15 years' experience. He specializes in the diagnosis, treatment, and management of endometriosis. He also holds academic posts as senior lecturer with the University of Sydney and Western Sydney University. He says that the diagnosis and treatment of endometriosis must be taken seriously by medical professionals in order to give women the best chance of recovery.
The diagnosis of endometriosis can only be made surgically. If you have surgery for endometriosis, there is a 59% chance that you will not need any further surgery. But this data may not be complete, and it may well be that some people have been lost to follow up, because 59% is a very low number, as you can hear it. I mean, the other statistic that's much more common is that one out of five women will need surgery again within 2 to 3 years. Because the surgery is not treating the cause of the problem, it's treating the outcome of the problem. So when you operate on somebody with endometriosis, you are removing those deposits of disease, but you're not dealing with the cause of the problem.
While doctors cannot yet pinpoint what causes endometriosis, Dr. Kowalski outlines that there are a number of ways to treat and monitor it.
Depending on the age, what you might do in the first instance is just give painkillers. In the first instance, you give painkillers and you say, I think you've got endometriosis, take these painkillers in your period. If that isn't working, depending on their age and their circumstances, you might offer the pill. And then when they go on the pill, you might suggest that while they're taking it, to skip periods so that they have minimal episodes of when the pain gets bad. If this isn't working, and if the symptoms are getting very bad, the next step is surgery. And the aim of surgery is to remove all visible disease. And it's usually a keyhole surgery, and it really should be done by somebody who does it all the time. One of the issues with the surgical management of endometriosis is that if the person doing the surgery doesn't do it all the time, or doesn't completely remove the disease, you find that the patient's in a situation where they get better for a short time, but then they get symptoms again. And it makes them feel like they've got a very bad disease, where in fact what they have is a disease of moderate severity that isn't being treated 100%. So it really, if you're going to have surgery, you really want to see somebody who does it all the time. What happens next depends on where you want to be. If you're trying to, if you have period pain, but you're also trying to fall pregnant, then after surgery, clearly there's no place for any medication. Because the problem is the medication that we use to treat endometriosis do one of two things to the female body. They trick it into pretending it's pregnant or menopausal.
Women who are looking to fall pregnant may have to consider IVF treatments if they continue to experience difficulty after surgery. CEO of Endometriosis Australia, Terry Helen Gaynor, says resolving problems surrounding diagnosis and treatment starts with combating the stigma behind the disease.
So Endometriosis Australia is a nationally accredited charity that endeavours to increase recognition of endometriosis, provide endometriosis education plans and raise funding for endometriosis research.
So a typical journey is anywhere between 7 and 12 years for diagnosis, primarily because symptoms vary very significantly making clear assessment really difficult. There's also delays because there's an influence by the stigma and taboo that, you know, periods are women's business. They get told it's all in their heads. There's a lack of education for both sufferers on how to be insistent and be open with both male and female doctors or educators, or even with their bosses in the workplace. So there's no typical journey, and every woman is different. And it's really, if we can stop the silence and we can educate GPs, so for instance, the National Action Plan that the government has instigated, there's a very big It's $1 million for educating GPs and frontline professionals. So it's a big issue, but, you know, unless the women speak out and actually insist with their GPs that there is something wrong, it's not in their heads, and they're referred on to specialists, then, you know, if we can get all of that happening, then that diagnosis journey will be much shorter.
Ms. Gaynor adds that poor treatment of endometriosis is costing the Australian economy millions every year.
That's $9.9 million. That's what's costing the Australian economy per year. So we call it the cost of burden. That's what costs the Australian economy per year, because 1 in 10 women have endometriosis and it affects them in the workplace.
Dr. Kowalski says that medical professionals play the biggest role in turning this around, reiterating that it is doctors' responsibility to properly address symptoms in patients.
You know, amongst doctors, in terms of taking pelvic pain seriously, I think that when a girl comes in to see a doctor and they say they've got painful periods, the answer shouldn't be a shrug and say, well, this is the way you are. I think it's really important to take every presentation seriously. I think you must always assume from the default that there's something going on. You know, because there's always something going on. Even if there's something happening at a psychological level or some other experience, the fact that it's translating itself into physical pain means it needs to be taken seriously.
Both Dr. Kowalski and Ms. Gaynor encourage women who are experiencing pain and discomfort to seek help from a medical professional.
Want to hear more stories like this? Subscribe to our regular podcasts on iTunes.